Hey guys, it's your girl Ty, and welcome back to the Normal Black Girl Podcast. We're back for another episode, and I'm so glad to have you guys here with me today. So, I wanted to talk about self-love. Ladies, when I talk about self-love, yes, it's all self-explanatory. Loving yourself, you know, cherishing yourself, understanding yourself, being okay with yourself, trusting yourself, and stop letting these men or any social media or anybody tell you who you are or make you feel insecure about who you are. Lately, I've been seeing a lot on social media about body shaming versus, you know, whether it's fat shaming, skinny shaming, plastic surgery, because you're tall, because you're short. Like, I don't understand why so many people got so many opinions about other people's bodies. What does it matter to you what somebody else is going on with their body if it's not affecting you? And I feel like affecting you means in a health way. If y'all having sex and they ain't getting STD tested or got some type of disease or anything like that, then that's when you should be concerned. But when you're talking about, oh, you're overweight, nobody's going to love you. Oh, you're so skinny, nobody wants to be with you. Oh, you're so tall, nobody likes tall women. Oh, you're short. I don't fuck with short women like that. Like, what's the point? And it's mostly men. It's some men that actually, I'm not going to say all men, but it's some men that actually come to the defense of women. Like, what does it matter? If it's not your type, it's not your type, but you ain't got to talk shit about them. And that's how I feel. If it's not your type, that's okay. If it's not your preference, that's okay. But you ain't got to talk shit to get your point across. Hey, I prefer not to date that type of woman. Okay, you're going to have the people that ask you why. I just don't find it attractive, and leave it at that. Well, why don't you find it attractive? Because that's just, I don't find it attractive. Doesn't do anything to me. It doesn't arouse me sexually. But you ain't got to degrade it because I feel like they sloppy, because I feel like they don't take care of themselves. Like, hold up. You ain't even got to get... Nah, we ain't even got to go there. They took a whole different left turn. So I just feel like... Yeah, I see a lot, especially on Twitter. No matter... And when I say this podcast is for women of any type of status or stature, whether from rich, if you're making millions, or you're working a 9-to-5, you know, this podcast is for you. Because I see it. On Twitter, I've seen people talk shit about Lizzo for being big and loving herself, you know, all her fat. Yes, Lizzo is on a weight loss journey. We gotta understand that sometimes shit we cannot control due to genetics. You cannot control your height. You cannot control your body mass index. You cannot control how your body stores fat. You cannot control how your body holds water. You cannot control certain shit. Yes. It may, okay, if somebody is bigger and they want to lose weight, that is okay. But the amount of time it takes them to lose weight is based on their genetics. Yes, you can exercise all day. You can eat healthy all day. But also, you got to keep in mind the genetics do take a part. Because one person may be able to lose 100 pounds rapidly. And another person may take at least a year to lose that 100 pounds. And vice versa for gaining weight. If someone is skinny and wants to gain weight or gain muscle, some may pack it on, you know, rapidly. And then others may not. Like, and it comes down to genetics. It's a lot of shit that we can't fucking help. Like, it's in our DNA, literally. And I say that because I am becoming more aware of myself and how I'm thinking. And I feel like when people give their opinions, they're tapping into your insecurities of what you already think about yourself. And it's like they give you some type of confirmation to think negative about yourself, that it's okay to think that about yourself because other people are already thinking it. And that's not okay. Like, growing up, my family, I... I call them auntie arms. And that's like the part of my body that I do not like the most. And yes, I'm in a gym. I eat healthy. Not all the time. Not going to sit here and flex with y'all. Too real for that. I ain't going to sit here and be like, oh yeah, I just be eating fruits and shit all the time. No, the fuck I don't. I just had McDonald's coming down the road from Virginia Beach. Not even going to flex. However, with the weight loss journey or the features in my arms, they are genetic. Like my family has auntie arms. Like they call them big auntie arms, you know, with the fat hang. Yes. Like even though I am very curvy, like this wrong woman body is something very new to me. I love my curves that I have. You know, I'm starting to, especially with me being in the gym, I can see them, you know, I can see them forming and I can see the body that's about to form. However, although I'm losing weight in certain spots, my auntie arms are taking forever to go the fuck away. And I feel like, you know, I had this one, he was, you know, one of my mom's boyfriends for a long time. Call him my stepdad. You know, I remember, and it resonates with me to this day. I remember I was playing basketball in high school and I was fit. I was 150 pounds. I'm 5'8" and a half. I say 5'9", but the doctor says 5'8" and a half. Might as well round the fuck up. 5'9". So I'm a tall girl, so I was very slender in high school. And even at my healthiest weight, he told me, he was like, yeah, you do have big arms, so when you get older, you know, it's going to be easier to gain weight in your arms. And that shit still resonates with me to this day. And that's all I hear is, damn, he was right. Damn, he was right. As soon as I got older and I started to gain this grown woman weight, it seemed like all my weight went to my fucking arms, bro. Like, I have big breasts, like. They're not humongous, but they're big and I'm not used to them. Like I went from a C in high school up until like freshman year of college to a fucking double D now. Like that's a big ass jump. That's a big ass jump, but so is my age. Like I'm not 18, 19, 20, 21, you know, so I'm damn near about 30. So yes, even though I'm in the gym, those are my two parts of my body that I'm most insecure about. And I try to look myself in the mirror all the time and tell myself, like, even though you're insecure about this part of your body, you still gotta love it until you start to see it to form the way you want it to form. It's gonna give yourself time. Give yourself patience. And that's what I've learned a lot. Especially with being in the gym. Like, I thought, this is the most consistent that I've been in the gym, I would say, because I wanted to see results immediately. If I started to go to the gym today, I wanted to see results by yesterday type time. But it doesn't work like that. You have to be patient with yourself. You have to motivate yourself. Like me getting up in the morning before work or coming to the gym after work, I have to motivate myself, because who wants to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and go to the gym before you have to pull a 12-hour shift? Or after you pull a 12-hour shift, who wants to go to the gym before going home? I'd rather go straight home, take a shower, eat, go to sleep. So it's like that dedication, that motivation, like to get what you want and go after what you want. I have to stay consistent with it. And that's what I've been doing. And the results, I see them. Yes, they're not as fast as I want them to come in, but they're coming. But I want to let all my women know that no matter how rich you are or how, not even gonna say poor, because I don't put that on, I don't call people poor, but you may not be as, how regular, I would say how regular you are. Because we all work. We all work at the end of the day, but we all bring home different amounts of money. But I'm not going to put poor on anybody. Because, as y'all know, America fucking tripping now. Everything going up but the wages. So, we already going to nip that shit in the bud. It's the fact of, we are ridiculed no matter what we do. How rich we are, how attractive we are, how, whatever, somebody is going to find something wrong. You got to look at people like Sweetie. Sweetie is beautiful. All women are beautiful. However, Sweetie is the industry somewhat pretty girl. That's what they deem pretty girl, light skin, pretty hair, shape, body shape. However, the first thing they call about Sweetie, about her body shape, oh, she had plastic surgery. If she didn't have plastic surgery, she wouldn't be shaped like that. Or look at Coi Leray, she gets shamed all the time for being skinny, being called shaped like a little boy. Or you got Lizzo being ridiculed for being overweight and being happy with the weight that she has, even though she's on her fitness journey. People feel like that she should not be satisfied with her weight. She shouldn't be satisfied with herself. She shouldn't love herself the way she does. She should love herself after she loses the weight she wants to lose, not throughout the journey. Also, Meg the Stallion. Meg the fucking Stallion. Got everybody want to be hot girls. But the first thing they holler about Meg is, oh, she tall. She tall. She masculine because she fit. Like Serena Williams. Serena Williams was called a man year after year after year until she had a baby. Even Sierra. Y'all remember the rumor when we were younger in about middle school? Everybody was saying Sierra was a fucking man because she was in shape. Because she had muscles and she was... Sierra's not short. She tall. They had that rumor for the longest time. Shit, even JT from City Girls. Oh, she too dark. She too dark. Oh, she's short. She too short. I don't want nobody that short. It's mommy of a child. I don't understand why people don't want people to be happy with themselves. Why is it so hell-bent to see people not love themselves? And then if they do something to themselves to harm themselves, then everybody, oh, well, they shouldn't let social media deem who they are. They shouldn't let social media get in their heads. They do it. Y'all gotta understand, it's people out here who hate themselves, and misery loves company. That's why I tell people, stay away from the unhappy. The unhappy can be on the internet. The unhappy could be in your circle. The unhappy could be at your job. Stay the fuck away from it. If you find all the time on Twitter or on Facebook or Instagram that you're always seeing some negative shit, change your friend group. Change your dynamics. Unfollow some people. Unfriend some people. If you have that unhappiness, within your circle, whether that's family, friends, or whatever, let them go. Stop fucking with them, because you're going to keep being unhappy. Energy transfer is so fucking real. If somebody is unhappy with themselves, you're going to start thinking unhappy. If you're entertaining somebody that is confused, like their life is just complicated as fuck, and they're just confused about what the fuck they got going on, you're going to be finding yourself in a state of confusion and everything as well. Stay away from the unhappy. Be happy with yourself. Love yourself, ladies. You are beautiful. Look in that mirror, because can't nobody tell you who the fuck you are. And we got to understand, again, like I said, we can be our own biggest haters. We can put things in our own head. And we got to realize, well, where the fuck did I get that thought from? Why do I think up that way about myself? Why do I feel like I'm unworthy of self-love? Because it's a root to every insecurity in our bodies, or that we think about our bodies. Is it because we got made fun of when we were younger? Because I got made fun of for being tall. I got called Jolly Green Giant. I got denied by boys because I was too tall. But now them same boys are trying to holler, and I won't give them no fucking mind. I let that shit go. That's old. But at the same time, I know what type of person. And everybody grows up. Everybody does grow up. But at the same time, it's just the fact of, if I see you and I don't see that you really have grown, then you're not going to waste my time. You know what I'm saying? But it's the fact of, I had to realize, for the longest time, I used to slouch. trying to make myself shorter until one of my cousins was like, well, why do you slouch when you walk? Like, and I told him, I was like, oh, I don't know, I just walk this way. Because I was young when he told me this. He was like, well, why do you slouch when you walk? Why are you walking like that? I was like, I don't know, I just walk like this. He was like, no, you don't. He said, straight up. He said, no, you don't. You don't walk like that. He said, you're trying to make yourself shorter. And you need to walk with your head up. Because you're beautiful. You're a tall, beautiful black woman. And he said, I don't know who is making you feel less than. But don't ever feel that way about yourself again. He said, and next time I come visit, you better not be slouching. And from then on, I stopped slouching. I remember because it was the summer before I went to 12th grade. And 12th grade, I had a fucking glow up. You can ask anybody that I went to school with. Like, everybody was like, Ty, is that you? Ty, is that you? Like, I glowed the fuck up. Like, glowed, y'all. It's crazy. It's crazy. I glowed up. I have this... when I tell people I have this duck, because I do, and the duck came to me. Like, the duck came to me. You know, I have a family house that I go and visit in Lexington. And the duck, like, was dropped off. You know, my cousins told me that the duck was dropped off, you know, at their lake, at the lake. Somebody dropped them off at the lake, and it's just been around the family house. Whatever. And the duck just gravitated to me. And, of course, when you're one with nature, you know, when babies love you and when animals just gravitate to you, you know you're centered. So it gave me a sense of, you know, this duck just came up to me. It was rubbing against my leg like it was a cat. And it hasn't left my side ever since. Like, when I pull up, it knows I'm pulling up. It comes to me. And, you know, it's like it's checking in to make sure I'm good. Like, oh, you got home good. All right, I'm gonna come to you. You know, I give it its seeds or some spice grapes or some lettuce if I have it. And, you know, I sit with the duck. Hell, I might be sounding crazy, but shit, I sit with that duck and I might talk to it a little bit. But you gotta think, we're all connected. We're all connected with the earth, the animals, with each other in some type of way or manner. I mean, if y'all believe in a higher power, whether you call it Allah, God, or whatever you want to put a name to it, says created heaven and the earth. Everything on earth was created by this higher power, so why wouldn't you think we were connected? But that's a different subject for a different day. But I look at this duck because it's a black duck, just like the ugly duckling story that we all grew up listening to. Like, the ugly black duckling, it was left behind by his family that was white swans and made fun of, and then it wasn't part of the group, and then one day it just grew up to be this beautiful black swan. And I look at that duck and I think I connect with this duck because I felt that way about myself. Like, my cousins, like, they would shoot a duck away. They would shoot a duck away. Like, shoot, go away. But I wouldn't. Because for some reason, I felt connected to the duck. And I think it's because, like, I've been there. I felt like that. And I feel like we all have in a period of our life where we felt like this ugly duckling. We felt like the ugly duckling. Like, we wasn't worthy of love because we didn't love ourselves. Because we felt less than. Because of what people said to us. And that's why I want you guys to really tap or really dissect why you feel this way about yourself. Why do you sit in that mirror and tell yourself that you are not enough? Whether it's your hair, you're not happy with your hair, or you're not happy with your skin complexion, or you're not happy with your height, your weight. Why do you feel this way about yourself? Why do you sit in that mirror and talk shit to yourself when really you are all you fucking got? So why? Who told you you wasn't enough? And when you figure it out, you go back to them. You tell them, fuck them. For real. Because you are worth every bit of love, regardless if it's from somebody else or yourself, or from yourself, most importantly, from yourself, you are worthy of that love, and nobody should make you feel like you are not. Nobody should ever make you feel like you should not love yourself the way that you do, because you should. Because you definitely should. And again, we got to understand that everybody goes through this. So if you have a friend or a woman that you pass by, regardless if it's a black woman, if it's a white woman, if it's a Mexican, whoever, all of us women go through it. It may seem like only black women go through it because that's all we can relate to as black women. If you are a black woman listening to this, if you're a black man, you can really only relate to shit that that people say to about black men because you're a black man. White woman, you can only relate to shit that people say about white women or their opinions on white women because that's what you are and that's what you can relate to, and so forth and so on. So it's the fact of, when you see somebody, regardless of who they are, tell them that they're beautiful. Oh, I like your outfit today. Girl, your hair is beautiful. Oh, man. You know, your eyes. I love your makeup. You never know how somebody is feeling and how much they may have been in their head about themselves. How much they hate themselves, and that one compliment can make their fucking day. I've actually had somebody tell me that I saved their life. And y'all, I'm trying not to cry, but y'all know I'm very transparent. I try to be transparent. And I'm very empathetic. And that's why I don't give my energy to a lot of people, because I can put myself in other people's shoes so easily. And that has gotten me into some shit that, you know, wasn't the best route for me, because I can put myself in your shoes, I'm willing to help you. Versus, yes, I can understand what's going on with you, and I can help, I can try to help you the best way I can. However, I cannot help you more than I can help myself, because I gotta help myself. Because being an empath, you can put yourself in somebody's shoes so easily that you forget about yourself. Because you're so understanding in their situation, you're going to try to help them get out of it. So be careful. Be careful. Be understanding. But also, don't lose yourself. But going back, I had somebody tell me, it was actually a girl, a woman, black girl, growing up into a woman. Actually, she was heavier and dark skin. And you know, a lot of stigmas with dark skin black women. I love the darker the complexion, the more I'm in love with you, regardless of anything. People be like, oh, you high yellow. I tell them, I'm a dark skin black woman. I'm like, no, you're not. What's wrong with me? Why? Because if I said I was yellow, if I agreed with you and said I was yellow, you would be, oh, yeah. Why when I say I'm a dark-skinned black woman, all of a sudden, no, you're not. Why you want to be dark-skinned? Why not? What's wrong with it? And they get quiet. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't nothing wrong with it. Yeah, it is, because why you had that reaction? Then they don't want to talk about it. Then it's like, oh, you thinking too much into it. Am I? Or are you just realizing how much of a jackass you really are? You know, how ignorant you really think. Then they don't want to talk no more when you expose their ignorance. Oh, now it's quiet. But I had this girl. She was like, oh, she was overweight. She was dark skin. And, you know, I told her she had on, you know, This shirt that was, it was awesome. I just know I was attracted to the shirt. The shirt was beautiful. You know, I seen her, and she was walking like, her posture reminded me of myself when I was trying to make myself shorter. How I felt in high school, middle school, growing up. I could tell that she was defeated. And I stopped her. I was actually at the Four Seasons Mall in Greensboro. And I stopped her. And I'm going to try my best not to cry because I'm trying to wrap up this episode. But it's bringing back emotion because it really hurt me. But it made me happy. And I hope she's listening, if she's out there. Or if she isn't listening, she is flourishing. I really hope so. But I stopped her. And I said, hey. I just want to tell you, I really like your shirt. And I think you're the most beautiful person I ever seen. Like, I love your skin. I love your hair. Like, your features are so fucking beautiful. You need to be a model. And when I tell y'all, like, she looked at me, like, and automatically her eyes just started watering. And I sat her down. And I was like, what's wrong? You know, she's like, you're the first person to ever tell me that I'm beautiful. And it broke my fucking heart. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, my mama talked shit about me. You know, I don't have my dad. Like, I don't have friends like that. You know, boys are always telling me, like, you know, I'm ugly. And she's like, you really... By this time, she was bawling, crying. She's like, you really saved my life because I was really thinking about taking my life today. She's like, the reason why I'm at the mall is to spare myself some time. And when I tell y'all, I couldn't do nothing but hug her. I didn't have no words. I couldn't do nothing but hug her and apologize. And I took her to the food court and I bought her, what's at the food court up there? I think we went to, it wasn't Chick-fil-A, it was the one beside of it. I want to say it's like, what the fuck is that? Baskin Robbins or whatever it is. It was some type of, it's an ice cream? Yeah, we had ice cream. But I want to say it was Baskin Robbins right there beside Chick-fil-A. If you live in Greensboro, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or you went to the Four Seasons Mall. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's in the food court right beside Chick-fil-A. I want to say it's Baskin Robbins or Dairy Queen or whatever. But I just remember I bought her lunch. I talked to her. You know, I gave her my number at the time, which was old. It was an old number, but we had stopped talking beforehand. She was telling me about her, you know, going to college. She was supposed to be going to Campbell, and you know, she had got in and all that stuff. But y'all, I really want y'all to take the time to really don't be afraid to stop somebody. If you feel like somebody is beautiful, I seen this girl at the hippie fest I went to 2 weeks ago in Salisbury. She had on heels. The girl was probably about 6'3". Had a fro out. She, dark skin. She was beautiful. I was staring. I ain't gonna lie, I had some edibles and I was high as shit. And I was probably looking at her like she was a goddess, because that's how I felt. I felt like she just had this aura around her that was just powerful. And I felt that shit. And I told her, I said, I know I might be staring at you, and I know I'm high as shit, and she just busts out laughing, but I said, you are beautiful. I just want to let you know you are beautiful, and don't you stop wearing fucking heels, because I just started, you know, I just started last year and a half, really wearing heels, because honestly, starting feeling secure about my height. Like, my height ain't going nowhere. Like, y'all, I've been insecure about my height for years. Like, I just started becoming secure in my height. I'm really just now starting to become secure in my body and my figure as a grown-ass woman. Because, you know, as women, when you get that grown woman weight, that's a different type of weight, baby. That shit don't come off easily. That's, you getting curves that you ain't never had before. And even if you ain't, it's okay. Trust me, it's okay. But don't let nobody, whether it's a man, another woman or whoever, social media, don't ever let anybody tell you that you are not enough in any capacity. Because wherever room that you walk into, you belong there. And I want y'all to remember that. Whatever room and whatever capacity that you walk into, don't try to fit in. Because you try to fit in, you try to turn yourself into something you're not. You be yourself. Because that room was made just for you, to show people who you are. And don't ever let nobody tell you any different. But y'all, that wraps it up. This is a long episode, a very long episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Again, this is Ty with Normal Black Girl Podcast. Love yourself. I love you guys. You guys are beautiful. And don't nobody deserve to tell you that you're not. Remember that. You love yourself, love others, and love the things around you. Take time with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself, y'all. I'll see you guys at the next one. And y'all have a good night.